Encounters improve the quality of our lives. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life without God. Encounters will activate purpose and calling in our life. Encounters come to restore intimacy and fellowship.
The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Encounters come to restore intimacy. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life. If you don't have a relationship with God, anything of value can become God to you. Welcome to Encounter Jesus Ministries, sustaining an experiential knowledge of God and walking in the fullness of our eternal ordination. Now, listen to God's servant, Apostle Oropo Michael, as he takes us through an encounter with the Word.
Give the Lord praise, exalt his name, magnify him, magnify the King Gethan, the Lord of Lords, the possessor of the heavens and the earth. Can you lift up your voice as we extol his greatness? He is the Ancient of Days, the great monarch that sits in the midst of the coals of fire. He's the one whose dwelling place is in light, the one that clothed himself with light like a garment. Ota perago fesi geveratoi. Ota kabelato prende sive diko talate minakazia. Barako posive kivoka sagatali brudia. Ante pekizo pletos tevina kataligo porodia. Ekugusi kukukuratania salabridas. Estiva kaluze te parakaito. Emando pakate kalato ziki bagadas. Yete kapara kuzikitikaro toko penekatia. Aniga pronos degarati. Eskive klerus dagas negas. Leka parate kusove negadas. Merianos sevagabagados. We come under the government of your spirit. We enter into your court with praises. We make appearance before you, O great monarch. We seek to walk upon the sea of glass. Somebody lift him up. Exalt the name of the Lord. Magnify him. Aya! Mahanagas of Ahanas. You ancient Zion, Kadosh. God, you are mighty on your throne. You reign, you ancient Zion's King. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on. You reign, you reign, you reign. You are. You reign, you reign, you reign. Oh yes. Finally, kibak umehana kaforiata. You are. You reign, you reign, you reign. Oh yes, Lord. You ancient Zion, Kadosh, Kadosh, you reign, you reign, you reign. Over our lives, you reign, Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. We declare your dominion from ages past. You reign. Your dominion is unquestionable. Immortal, we bring reverence. We acknowledge you as the governor of the earth. Amelia. Your kingdom reign. Your kingdom reign. Above all. Above all. Your kingdom reign. Your kingdom reign. Above all. Above all. Your kingdom reign. Your kingdom reign. Above all. Above all, the Casa Vela Yeruayene, the Ketaliga Temaka Sise Eaten, the Filayen, the Filayen, Amahas, Father, your kingdom reign, your kingdom reign. Above all, oh, your kingdom reign. What is Isla Gariano was a minion? When a Caliaro Zayaka was a yellow, what they are Gayano for a male. Heaven and Sakibo Kaho Sayona. Epi Nigadi Halo. Epi Saya Kawu Saifinamile. Ina Hale Gao Sazahio. Heaven Teklake Kabeho Sazon. Epi Ali Ali. Epi alia kusa sailobe, itapega yena kualowe, emente granino plosane kovoza henemo. Your kingdom reign, oh yes, your kingdom reign, amovo, amovo, alo. Your kingdom reign. Thank you, Father. We reverence your name. We magnify. Blessed be your name, Lord Jesus. We acknowledge your greatness. We align with the angels of your presence. We align with the utterance that is breaking forth from your presence. Yes. La Fera Hazard, the Atom. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Glorify Jesus in our midst tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Please be seated gorgeously in God's presence. Turn to your neighbor to the left, to the right, and say, welcome to God's presence. It's another opportunity to stand before kings and queens tonight. I owe all the privilege to God and gratitude to God's servant, the apostle over this commission. Can you celebrate him? Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, Mama, for having me. Celebrate yourself for coming to Bible study tonight. Amen. Last week I was laboring by the help of the Spirit to bring a consciousness to our mind. Consciousness of the fact that there are veils, there are covering casts by the possibilities of demonic engineering, demonic activities that veil people from assessing their prophetic reality. We noted that there is a voice or the counsel of God that hangs over every soul that walks the earth, over every people group, over every family, over nations and tribes of people. There is a unique utterance of God that hangs over them. It is their prophetic destiny. And because the devil from the beginning has been an antagonist of the will and purpose of God in the earth realm, he always ensures to engineer things into being that will veil man from assessing his prophetic destiny in God. So from veil to covering cast, a lot of people we saw find it difficult to align with the utterance of God that is upon them. And we say that when God wants to have mercy on a generation or on a people group, he brings them to his mountain, a mountain called the mountain of the Lord, because that is where deliverance is engineered. That is where the protocol of deliverance is activated. That whatever the situation may be, if you can just make your way to the mountain of the Lord, there you will assess deliverance. And by the help of God, we prayed and the Holy Spirit did what he could do within the limited time we have. Tonight, I want us to journey deeper to another layer. Apostle began to teach us on Sunday, and he outlined three routes to authority. The first dimension was authority by light. Number two, authority by obedience. And number three, authority by what? I can't hear you. Height, authority by height. So I want to stand on that shoulder and bring us to a point briefly where we will pray. You see, those three things that were listed are actually, from my personal finding and from what I understood by what he taught, are actually the gateway to securing absolute deliverance from the manipulations and the devices of the enemy, the attacks of the enemy. If you want to be free as far as this side of the device is concerned, of the divide rather is concerned, you must subscribe to these three realities, these three streams of deliverance, so that no part of your life is left hanging with the enemy. Are you with me? If you are here, shout amen. You see, the Bible said in the book of Olahasa, The Bible made us to understand in the book of Job 29, verse 2 and 3, Job was lamenting. He said, oh, that I were as in moon past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness. In other words, as a man that is trapped within this fear of existence, you must know cognitively that even though the sun is still shining, even though the day breaks and everywhere looks clear and you could see with your physical eyes, it is important to know that there is darkness that is hanging over this physical space. That is why we don't subject our lives to the things that we can see alone, because we know deeper than what we could see or interact with are what we cannot see and what we cannot interact with, even though we cannot run away from the impact of their presence. So Job was crying because finally he realized that there was something that went wrong. And that is why it looks as if he has been, his enemy have been granted access to afflict him. It looks as if the protocol of preservation that was built around him was tempered with. Because as long as far as Job was concerned, this thing he's experiencing is only possible because something went wrong with the way he has been relating with his God. He said, I wish I was as moon passed, when God preserved me. Even though I was in the midst of obvious darkness, by the light of Yahweh, I walked through darkness. So this revealed to us the first layer to deliverance. The deliverance that comes by knowledge. And that is what we saw on Sunday as deliverance by light. You need to understand, whatever is not known is mystery. Anything that is not known is a mystery to you. But whenever mystery passes through the tunnel of revelation, then knowledge is born. As far as knowledge is not born, you are ignorant to certain realities. Even though you are ignorant, it doesn't sever you from the impact and the implication of whatever it is that plagues you. This is why Paul began to pray for the Ephesians believers in Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 17. He said, that the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, will give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that you may know, or that the eyes of your understanding be flooded with light, that you may know the things that are what? Are yours. He understood the impact and the importance of coming to the awareness of what and who you are by the confession of the Lord Jesus over your life. Because that is the only way you will be shielded from the implication of the activities of darkness that is all over the world. Because we understand that the whole world lieth in what? In darkness. So if your understanding is not fruitful, if the eyes of your understanding is not enlightened, you will be trapped under the manipulative works of darkness and you will not know. The devil will be gallivanting around you, around your life, around your circumstances, and yet you will blame it on nature. You will blame it on economic crisis. You will blame it on governmental policies. Meanwhile, there are people within that same sphere that are doing better than you are. Why are they not affected by governmental policies? In the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 24 to 26, we saw a striking story there. They came to Jesus with a question.
that says, Master, Moses said, if a man die having no children, his brethren should marry his wife and raise up unto him, unto his brethren seeds, and raise up seeds unto his brethren. They said the first person got married and he died without having an issue. The brother took over and married her. He also died without having an issue. The third also married her and he also died without having an issue. And the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, down to the seventh. The first person married this woman, he died without a child. The second person in the family married her, he died without a child. The third person married the same person, he died without a child. The Bible said, and after the last person died, the woman did what? She also died. Excuse me. This is a reality, especially in most people's life. This, the father of these children, how blind could he be? Your first son married one woman and he died. The second married her and he died. The third married, he died. And you still blame it on circumstances. You feel it is what? An occurrence, a natural occurrence. You cannot be unfortunate like that, sir. There is something that is going on that you are not aware. The devil came in form of a woman into your family. And before your very eyes, he was taking away your seed one after the other. And there was nothing you could do because the knowledge of the darkness that sits in your house is veiled from you. So he said, the eyes of your understanding be flooded with light. In the book of Proverbs chapter 30, from verse 14 downward, we saw three things that never said it is enough. The Bible itemized three things that are never satisfied. It said the grave, the barren womb, the fire that devour it. What's the fourth one? The earth that is never filled with water. The grave, no matter the number of people that die, there is no time that I will come and say, oh, it's enough. Let the humans live now. I've had enough. As long as there are human beings on the face of the earth, the grave will keep demanding for souls. And the devil, by fraternity with wicked men, will keep making sure that the grave keep having his supply. He said three things that never say it is enough. Yeah, four things that are never satisfied. The grave, the barren womb. These is the mystery of dryness. No matter how lucrative the business is, the moment you venture into it, that is when it begins to dry up. There are people that nothing thrives in their hands. No matter the amount you give them, no matter the doors you usher them into, nothing, they never seems to do well. It is the mystery of the barren womb. You know, the barren womb is designed such that you keep transferring seed to it, but it does not have the capacity to host that seed and to bring it forth. Am I correct? So the more you are laboring, is apostle says, it's not about hard work. That if it is by hard work, the people doing bricklayers' job, they would have been the most successful people. There are people, no matter how hard they toil, there is a reality at work called the mystery of the barren womb. they toy like elephant, but the output is like that of an ant. So they walk tirelessly like elephant, they eat like ant. It is the operation of the dry, barren womb. No amount of nutrient supplied to it, no amount of seed or planted in it is enough for it to bring forth anything. He never say it is enough, because it's a barren womb. And it's an orchestration of the demonic, because there is nobody created by God that is designed to be fruitless. The commandment of the Most High to his creation, to the crown of his creation, was what? Be fruitful. So in the agenda of God for man, as far as this creature called man is concerned, there is nothing like barrenness or fruitlessness. The assignment is simple. He said what? Be fruitful. So if I find myself in a situation where my life is not bearing fruit, then I know that it has nothing to do with my design from my designer. It has everything to do with the works of my enemy that will not allow me what? To prosper or to be fruitful. But if your eyes are not open, you will not stumble in light. Jesus said in the book of John chapter 8 verse 12, he said, I am the light of the world. He said, whosoever followeth after me shall no more walk in darkness, but shall have the life, the light that is life. But all of us here have said yes to Jesus, and we are walking and following him hard. How come that most of us are still what? Walking in darkness. He's the one that said, if you follow me, you will not walk in darkness. But I tell you the truth, if the eyes of your understanding are not furnished with light, you will walk in darkness. And you will not know that you are in darkness, because everywhere will still be shining. You will still be seeing. You will still be able to do the normal thing. But as far as what Jesus has said concerning you is concerned, you will never come into the reality of it. If you are still here, shout amen. So if God wants to help you to combat this layer of darkness and bring you absolute deliverance, he grants you access to light. The Bible says, in your light we shall see light. The Bible says, they look unto him and they were what? They were radiant. And their faces were not ashamed. So the secret to shamelessness, to avoid being shamed by life circumstances, is to what? To constantly look upon him. Because as you look upon him, you will be enlightened. And once you are enlightened, there is no ugly situation that will come to you that will what? That will make your life difficult anymore. Because you have been empowered. Praise the Lord. Number two, the second gateway to deliverance is deliverance by power. This is the authority by obedience. The deliverance that come by obedience. You know, in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, from verse 3 to 6, Paul began to teach that though we walk in the flesh, we do not what? War after the flesh. For the weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of what? Strongholds. So in the lives of many people are strongholds that have given the devil right as an anchor, that serve as an anchor to hold to the enemy. But you will not know that these strongholds are what have kept you in the chain and in the prison house of the devil. They are strongholds. He said they are not carnal to the pulling down of stronghold. There are many of us, the thing that is disturbing us, the only thing that is required for our deliverance is to what? Probably forgive somebody. To release somebody from our heart. You know, there are 5 gates through which demons enter into men's life. The eye gate, the ear gate, the mouth gate, the private part gate, the anus gate. Now, the things you hear has the power to empower a demon around you. The things you see, you look upon, you expose yourself to, it gives a demon power to afflict you. The thing, how you use your body, gives devils power to afflict you. So when you want to be secured or delivered by power, the first thing you must subscribe to is to obey and fulfill the demand of absolute and complete obedience. Obedience to the scriptures and the things that were outlined, the things you were forbade from doing. This will activate and bring you into a realm of power that will make it difficult for devils to have access to you. It is the strategy of floating even in the storm. Some of us, because of how we use our private organs, we have become slaves to the spirit of perversion. Some of us, because of how we use our eye gate, we have become slaves to the spirit of perversion, the spirit of lawlessness, the spirit of lukewarmness. So no matter the impartation, no matter the word that come with fire and power, you will still find yourself on the bed of fornication because you gave a devil, a demon, access route to your heart by the things you expose yourself to. This is why we say the second gate to deliverance is the deliverance that comes by power. And that power is activated by the protocol of obedience. As you obey the instructions of the Lord, that he said, thou shalt not do this, you automatically block the gates. Access route, you become impeccable. No devil will have access to your life. This one is not prayer. You don't need to pray about it. As long as your life is in alignment with this dictate and the standard of God, no devil can afflict you. But to be able to stand like that is a function of power. The grace to stand even in the midst of obvious decadence and not partake of the corruption of the world.
You are here. When 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 you are here.
When you fulfill the demand of obedience, it will usher you into a realm of power. So you become a creature that walk in the power of God. That power is sponsored by purity. So there is no demon that can afflict you. Number 2 thing that happen when you fulfill the law of obedience is that the anointing have liberty to find expression through you. So when probably a demon have entered through some of the unguarded hours, what will happen is, as you fulfill the law of obedience, the anointing have power to operate around you or to work for you. The Bible says in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So the anointing become a potent tool through which devils and demons are dealt with out of the lives of men. But if you keep living in perpetual disobedience, the power in the anointing might not work for you, or will not work for you, because you have not fulfilled the demand of obedience. Praise God.
Oh my God. Are you still with me? Am I talking to myself? Ashevahate. Orahande kovar. And then the third thing, the third gate of deliverance is deliverance by the heart, by height advantage. Height advantage.
By the principle and the protocol of redemption, what Jesus have achieved for man, place you at a height in the spirit. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, it said, God have raised us up, and we were made to sit with him in heavenly places. So where Jesus is seated in the spirit, that is where you are right now. And according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21, that place is what? Far above principalities and powers, above dominion, above throne. Every believer that walk the earth have dual identity. There is a you that is in the spirit, and there is a you that is functioning in the natural. In the book of John chapter 3, verse 13, the Bible says, no man have ascended into the heavens before, except the Son of Man, which is where? Which is in heaven. As at the time he made this utterance, he was where? In Nazareth. Physically. But he said what? He is in heaven. So there is a dimension of him that is in the spirit, and there is a dimension of him walking in the earth. You that is here, there is a reality of you that is seated with Christ in heavenly places. And that place where you are far above principalities, far above dominion, far above rulers, far above all the princes in darkness, because where Jesus is the highest point in the universe. And if you are there, it means you are above where demons can come to afflict you. This is why one of the potent way to activate deliverance is by understanding this reality. When you understand this reality, you will discover that there is no demon that is potent or that have the stature to keep you bound. Because if that demon want to succeed in keeping you bound, he has to travel to where you are in the spirit. But what they do is take advantage of our ignorance and then insist on certain things. Now, there are two ways through which we command victory from above. One, it is either by the principle of light. You break through and you enforce your reality on your circumstance, or you pray your way into victory.
Are you with me?
By the function of light and understanding of who we are, we can bring deliverance to a person, or you can bring deliverance to yourself. But if there is nobody to wield the scepter of light on your behalf, you can pray your way into victory. This is what we call deliverance by ascension. When John was trapped on the Isle of Patmos, when it was time for him to be invited to another civilization of reality, the angel came to him and said, what? Come up hither. Because anywhere you are in the spirit is a reality. But wherever you are, there is still a place to go.
If you read Revelation chapter 4, there was a layer and access that John had. But when they want to start telling him deeper matters, they told him to what? Come up hither.
If you want to command deliverance to yourself, you must be willing to what? Come up hither. That is how we win by ascension, the game of height. If you pray, you pray your way into the height where you are in the spirit, your dominion will become uncontested. But the problem is, many of us, we don't have the tenacity to press beyond the cloud, to pierce through the cloud, and to connect with our realities in the spirit. And that is why most time it looks as if we are defeated. When you begin to pray, what you are doing is you are trying to ascend in the spirit. Ascension through the gateway of prayer. You pray away from victory. That is when you begin to activate what Jesus did, and by the reason of where you are seated with him, you enforce that by praying from victory, because you are a person in victory. The realm where you are with Jesus is called the realm of more than conqueror. So when you have that understanding, you can engender your deliverance. You can manipulate your deliverance. But when you don't have that understanding, you pray your way into that realm. As you begin to ascend, the forces will seek to keep you down. So they come to you by weakening your conviction. They will tell you that this thing you've been doing for this long, you think it's working. You will mount up. You are on a journey. A lot of people don't know that when they pray, they are actually on a journey. So your journey can be truncated because you have no personal understanding of what you are doing. There was a time we were praying, and a man began to pray for hours. And suddenly, in the spirit, he got to a realm. And that realm, he saw a grave. The grave opened. And he saw all kinds of precious utensils, or precious metals, precious, my God. And he stepped down and picked one of the vessels up. Behold, it was a gold cup. And that was how the man became a ruler among men. Now, in his destiny is to be a ruler among men. But the scepter that will make him rule among men was buried somewhere. And between where he is and where the scepter is, he needed a journey in the spirit. But he does not know where this scepter is located in the spirit. Even though he knew what he was looking for, he don't know how to get there. So he began to pray. And as he prayed, he understand. There is an understanding that you must have, that the spirit realm is a realm governed by the spirit of God. Even though I don't know the spirit realm, I know that the governor of the realm nowhere, he knows the spirit realm. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, in where? In Christ.
Now, if you look at this scripture carefully, you will discover that it's talking about geographical location. So the spirit realm is actually a geographical location. There is a place that everything concerning you is located. It is a place called what? Christ Jesus. But Christ Jesus is also a location in the spirit. The spirit realm is a vast region of space. So if you meander into it unguarded, you can encounter a strange spirit and call him God. This is why we have a lot of fake and false people all around. They heard something. They encounter something. But unknown to them, they didn't allow themselves to be carried by the tour guide. So in Jesus, is everything that pertains to you. All things pertaining to life and godliness is given to you. It's embedded in Christ Jesus. But Jesus, the Christ, the place, is in a location in the spirit that you don't know where it is. So the moment you begin to pray, you are allowing the Holy Ghost to carry you. That is what we mean by victory, by ascension. Am I confusing you? If you are here, shout amen. So as you begin to pray, the job you are seeking is at a location in the spirit. The Holy Ghost knows it. But between where you are and where the job is located in the spirit is a journey that you need to ascend to lay hold. Probably somebody have taken that which is yours. The place where it is kept in the spirit is a journey from where you are. If you begin to ascend, you will get to a place where they can no longer keep that in, and they don't have a choice but to release it. There are elements that in the earth, precious metals. We have iron, gold, silver, all kinds of metals. All of these metals, they have their melting point. Am I correct? There is no element known to man that will not melt under the right temperature. So if your situation like, let it be cast in an iron furnace like that of what the children of Israel found themselves. If you can ascend, there is a location you will get to in the spirit that thing will melt and fall off. That is what I'm saying. If they like, let them, whatever it is that was concocted together, as you begin to ascend, even though it will be difficult, if you don't give up, there is how you will break through and pierce through the cloud. And when you break through, no matter the element that was concocted to forge that thing into being to afflict you, it will melt up. Because there is no element known to man that will not melt under the right temperature. If a demon is afflicting you, it is because your temperature is still low. If you have been trapped by the spirit of lawlessness, the prince of perversion, it is because your temperature is low. The moment you begin to ascend and you begin to gain energy in the spirit, a time will come that those spirits will not be able to come close to you. You know, there was a time I began to battle and I was crying to the Lord. I will pray every night. The moment I sleep, I will be afflicted. I will be incubus and succubus will come to torment me. It was a terrible experience because that time you will just feel like, oh, you have sinned again. So I started asking the Lord, what is this? Is it me? Does it mean I cannot be free from this thing? Then the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, flies don't perch on a hot pot. Flies don't perch on a hot food, on a hot pot. If you are having this experience, it's because your fire is low. That was my deliverance. Before I was praying from 12 a.m. to 1. If I sleep, they will come and either as a woman, a bear, they will come and oppress me. So I changed gear. As I pray from 12 to start praying round the clock. Pray round the clock until I can't find them. It got to a point that if I could pick their energy from my sleep, and before they come close, I would have woken up. See, today, that is how I got my deliverance. There is no element that will not melt under the right temperature. If the situation you have found yourself is proving stubborn to anointing, is proving stubborn to the light available to you, there is something else you will do. By what? Gaining height in the spirit. As you gain height in the spirit, not if it like, let it be fabricated with the strongest of material known to man, it will melt. By the staff of the spirit, Moses came and uprooted the civilization of Israel because he came from a height. Some of us, our ministry is under attack because a demon have perched on us. If we allow you, you will build. After 3 months, then they will send a damsel to you. And then you find out that you, instead of growing, you will be praying repentance prayer. Meanwhile, as you are doing that back and forth, the enemy is gaining ground around you. The burden tonight is just simple. To let you know that there is no element that will not melt under the right temperature. When you look at the situation that the children of Israel found themselves, it looked impossible. It was a prince in the river, Leviathan, that influenced Pharaoh to the point where he kept them. The Bible called it an iron furnace. In Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 20 or 20 verse 4. The situation that surrounded them was an iron furnace. Imagine building something with iron and then it's still set on fire. How can you come out? But when a man that understood the game of height came, he came with a superior priesthood. And by that, he uprooted Egypt and planted it in the sea. And the salvation of the people of God came. What is that thing that has become a challenge? Only you know it. This one is some, even you are ashamed to share it with anybody. It has latched. You will meet, they will pray. And you will go back, it will come back. There is no material known to man that will not melt. When you begin to, you are doing that thing. You don't know that what you are doing is gaining height in the spirit. As you ascend, you will come to a guarantee level where you can't fall below. Praise the Lord. We pray into what? Into victory. When it's difficult to assess deliverance by light or by the anointing, you do what? You pray. You assess it by height. Height. The witch that is manipulating your possibility is operating at a height. The demon that have latched itself to you, that is making you go repeating circles around yourself, your life, is operating at a height. Why not leave him behind and go higher? Go higher. As you go higher, you will discover that it will fall off. You won't remember. Just like me. I had issue with incubus.
I could pray
and wake up. I'll pray from 12 to 1, sleep. I'll wake up wet. What is this? When he said, there is flies, don't perch on hot pot. I knew what he meant. So I pray around the clock. I gain height. So much that they can't come close. If they come close, it's because you are operating within their realm. There is a higher realm. And tonight, the Lord is calling us what? To come up what? Higher.
We have prayed and applied the principle of light for deliverance, to assess deliverance. We have engaged the protocol of the anointing and power.
There is also the third layer, which is deliverance by height. As you break through in the spirit, anything that is not of God, that is latching itself to you, it will fall off. Because as you journey into that great light, every form of darkness that is around you will be going away because of the intensity of the light. You know why the Bible says God is light? Or God dwells in light that is unapproachable. It's because as you go close, you will discover that where you are coming from is pure darkness. There are things that you think is a breakthrough now. As you go higher, you will discover that you are actually limited. But it's a function of what? Journeying in the spirit. And tonight I want us to journey a bit. Probably there are things that have refused to obey the law of light that is available to you. Probably there are things that have defied the anointing and the release of the power. As you gain height tonight, they will fall off. Your amen is full of unbelief. Sabinanga twali shefyote saone. The Bible said in Revelation chapter 5 verse 10. It said, for he had made us kings and priests unto our God. But we shall reign in the earth. In the spirit you are a king. But if you will reign on the earth, you must learn the technology of assessing the power that back your throne in the spirit. Because there is no throne without power. Every throne has a power that backs it. And as you are here, if it is true that you are a king in the spirit, it means you are a creature of power. There is a power that backs the throne that you sit on. But the protocol through which you will assess that power is the protocol of priesthood. That's why you were not made a king alone, but you were made a king and a priest. So anytime you want to assess the power that backs your throne, you engage the protocol of priesthood. And one of the ways we engage it is by praying. When you are praying and you are praying in tongues, you are journeying in the spirit. You are trying to tap or to lay hold on your scepter as a king. And immediately you lay hold on it. If you make decree, it will stand. Because where the word of the king is, there is what? There is power. That's why apostles always say, when you have prayed, don't just pray, decree. Because in reality, what you did was what? To make contact with the throne that you are seated upon in the spirit. And when you have made sufficient contact and activated that power, the next thing to do is what? Is to make decree. And as you make decree, you will see changes. Can we be on our feet? Yeah.
Can you talk to the Lord? Tell the Holy Spirit to take you on a journey. To take you on a journey. It was in this house we were praying one of the Mondays. I was leading the prayer. And at that day, I think I led you guys to pray for like 2 hours. And a brother kept praying. As we were journeying in the spirit, suddenly his eyes opened. He has come to a point where his power in the spirit dwell. And his eyes opened. And suddenly he saw himself as a child. And he saw a woman that did something like charm and tied his reality. He saw himself in a cage, trapped somewhere. As he kept praying, suddenly he saw the cage began to break. As I'm talking to you, he called me from Lagos. Doors have opened for him everywhere. He journeyed to a place and he saw what was responsible for his limitation. And as he saw what was responsible for his limitation, he received power to cause a change. I want to believe God that as you commit your heart to this journey that we want to make now, you will see things and you will receive power to change things in the name of Jesus. Can you talk to the Holy Ghost? Say the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, take me on a journey. Take me on a journey. As you pray, be sensitive. Be sensitive. You are activating the power of your throne. Our body as a house, in as much as there is power, there is grace, there is anointing, we want that when we are not there, you have the power to change things for yourself. And this is one of the ways. Ascend in the spirit. Ascend in the spirit. Ascend in the spirit. Be focused as you travel. Whatever it is that you have found as a negative experience, pray into victory. Tonight we are not commanding victory from above. We are praying into victory. Because we find out there are things that will not fall off until we enter the right temperature. My God. Be deliberate. We are already on a journey. Kaya Savak Lofretize Tapando Prote Defidas Deratulia Demicarados Degranosa Degranosa Bratanas Sibradadas Rabatandas Dabatambaratas Ratibo Tue Tia 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 Popoposu Peredita Itupa Tupa Tupa Porotoko Pokotoko Pokoto Iekete Peredia Iprondo prondo popozo papa papa tua te coparatia iatapatua tatatua itapatatua tatatua iatatatua tacaparatua oporote catia tia tia iseco porote gadia iacate coporogatia iacate coporogatia oprotete sepeteteni liberte aparata sopacata apacata catia caparatia iacatacatua cacatua iacacatua cacatua rato pendetia tetia. The faster, the better.
kai, kai, kai. We want to make a journey of 2 hours in 20 minutes. My God, my God, Takasalo, Rabenakadidia, Jefreti Taragadiato, Ligiti Pande Proto Proto. Kakadia, 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 kakadia. Jepura te 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 te. E tua ta la tua ta la tua ta la tua. Ite te 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 te. Ia te 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 te. Ato. Puati kupua katu. Ieto paradia. E prede kreto. Ipati atitia. Ia ta 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 ta. Ia ta 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 ta. Ia ta 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 ta. Ia ta 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 ta. O prede dia dia. Dear, Ishopopo, Plato, Aratua, Teto, Ekatoa, Kapa, Teco Paradia, Leperetina Tata, Yatata, Tata, Yatata, Takata, Yato, Opera, Yato, Totosiato, Barrieto, Rato, Piletino, Prudia, Ipediato, Sabuate. The Bible says, rise ye up. Take up your journey and go beyond the river Anno. He said, behold, I have given unto you Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. He said, begin to possess it and to contend with him in battle. Everything you are looking for has been supplied. The Bible says, for God has given unto us all things pertaining to life and godliness through the knowledge of God. Through the knowledge. Everything you desire is already released. All good and perfect gifts come from Nabo, from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. Somebody mount up, mount up, mount up. It is not the will of God for you to remain the way you are, for you to be living like a beggar. It is not the will of God for you to remain single when you desire to be settled. It is not the will of God for you to lack, to be in want. He said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. If you are spiritually sound, the Lord is pleased. But if he will not be pleased, if you are only spiritually sound, can you mount up, mount up? Whatever it is that is your desire, I'd like you to latch it on the altar of your heart and begin to engage the mystery of tongues as we confront mysteries with mysteries. My God, my God, my God. Yetia parado lupe ne katua kakata e parakati di katia toto yakata tatata tatu yakata tatata tatu yakata tatata tatu yakata tatata tatu rakata tatata tatu urakata tatata tatu uperete kota katua e parakata tatu e ruate katua e parato parato yapato parato ipapato prute perato yapapate kopokati akwa e kaka prute keke ketua yakatua kaka katua e koko krate kaka katua yakatua kaka katu e ruate koto dreketo e dreketo dreketo e dreketo dreketo e drekete dreketo e drekete dreketo e drekete dreketo e drekete dreketo e takatua yakatua e takatua yakatua 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 operekete ketu brekete kete grute kete yakatato e paradis de perakadiato operekete te trotate urekete toate e pete kopro yapapa diato tiato e pariato pediate e pro 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 yapapa putia yapapo 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 ayayayayaya. Somebody mount up, mount up. We are getting there, we are getting there. The temperature is rising, it's rising. It's about to rise higher. Somebody, don't be left out, don't be left out. And don't pray absent-mindedly. Whatever it is that have been a challenge, call it by name, and fire in the tongues, and fire tongues, pray in the spirit. Let the Holy Ghost carry you to where that thing is. Probably your finances have been tied somewhere. Go to that place in the spirit. Locate it in the spirit. Probably someone took your picture somewhere, an incantation we have made, and since then things have not been the same. Travel in the spirit. Travel, my God. Baras, wate, barakino, yakumpe ilakaduate, ariakote skabina glarotize nagatoa, yakatatatre, yakatatre, yakatro barakani, wabrakadadadadadada, urakadadadadadada, 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 urakadadadadadadada, 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 okabadite, yepetite, yepetite, yepetite. Touch your throne in the spirit. Touch it. Shatta tata. Elikepidia. Ilikaria nati. Iquakatiata. Akakati di. Yakadadadadadadada. Urakadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad The angel said to John, he said, come up here and I will show you. Come up here and I will, oh my God, somebody pray. Be deliberate, be deliberate. You are too loaded. You are too loaded to be manipulated by the devil. You, no. If the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, that same spirit shall quicken your mortal body. It will quicken you into your reality. It will quicken you into your destiny. You cannot be bound. The power and the authority of the first Adam has been given to you, plus the authority and the power of the second Adam. You are too loaded to be manipulated. Take a journey, take a journey, take a journey, take a journey. Yaga gaga gaga, yaga gaga gaga gaga. Obara gaga de diato, diato. Ebretetia, eparatia, iapate, pate kopuate, iletuate liti diato, pariato poporodia. My God, my God. Shate te 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 Yeto, 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 ay, 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 zifre, pareatieno, ureka da 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 Somebody press. I see access being granted now. There is access already. Whatever it is that I've not been working, bring it under the judgment of the fire, of the intensity of the spirit. Emily, Ebuada, Amwandi, Oli Garwane, Ekwa, Kwa, 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 Kaidu, Yoko, Koko, 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 Koko,
I see people being carried. Some of you, suddenly, you will find yourself in your compound. You are being carried by the wind of the Spirit. By the wind of the Spirit. Some of you, suddenly, you will know where the arrow is coming from. And all trust will be given you to address it. There is such a grace in the house. Some of us, your eyes will be open to see, and you will see the personality behind the affliction. You will know the utterance to say that we command deliverance, because you are in a height in the spirit. Some of us, we will be quickened to know when that demon came, and all trust will be giving you to cause a separation. My God, Anahanas, Kamahana Kuzi, Kavahana Kazizi Yoten, Ravena Kavaradianos, Ovena Kariadas, Omeana Kaso.
Come with me,
come with me,
Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You might want to make a decree now. You might want to make a decree. As a king, make a decree. There are not less than three persons here whose eyes have opened, that were taken to a place and were shown things. You were shown things. Others have been quickened right now as I speak. Command it, command it. Listen. My assignment, I finished it all. I just want to do this before I go. There's a family here represented by someone. The summary is this: the Lord wants to anoint you and use you to command deliverance to the members of your family. And how he will do it is that he will break something off your life right now and baptize you with a fresh fire. Can you lift up your hands? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, don't pray again. Father, say you want to raise deliverers. In the name of Jesus, from the front to the back, from the left to the right, let your hand come upon them. These saviors that you are rising, you are raising, let your hand come upon them. Let your hand come upon them. These ones that will command deliverance to the members of their family. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Lord, let it come stronger. Let it come stronger. Break every chain of their life. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every yoke. Take away the weights that have kept them bound. The anchor that the devil is using to keep them trapped. Break it away. Break it away. Break it away. And let your fire come upon them stronger. Let it come stronger. Let it come stronger. Let it come stronger. Let it come stronger. In the name of Jesus.
If you were blessed by this message you just listened to, and you wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you just said this prayer, please send us an email at info@encounterjesusministry.org or info.ejmi.ng@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at www.encounterjesusministry.org.